This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
248-539-9797. Valenti Show with Rico. Stoney here in for Mike, who will be back on Monday. We got Tiger baseball coming up at 6:15. Tigers and the Royals. They will play tomorrow afternoon as well. And then tomorrow at 6 o'clock, yes, NBA playoffs with a local team playing. Sounds bizarre. Pistons, Knicks, game one right here on 97.1, the ticket.
Yeah, what sounds more bizarre, that or it's 80 degrees out right now?
80?
80. Yeah.
Wow. And we're stuck to go hit some golf balls or do something. I don't know.
That's what Rieger's doing. You know,
well, that's okay. He's allowed. That's right. He's got no show tonight.
No.
Because we got the big finish.
The big finish. We're here for an extra 10 minutes.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Mr. Beard, I'm going to call you Dr. Beard for this because you are going to do a temperature check on Lion fans.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
A wellness check.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney, Lions fans is just, they've been so quiet. During the season, I don't think anybody was more prouder of this team. We would have full phone lines if you said Detroit Lions, Goff, Holmes, Dan Campbell, whatever, trick plays. But after the loss to Washington, Lions fans just kind of went, I don't know where they've gone, into hiding or what. I haven't heard from them. We try to do topics, and it's meh. First couple weeks, I get it. It's a little disappointing. You went 15-2. You weren't expected. I mean, when you got people on this radio station calling for the double-digit disco and right, all of that.
You and PL, I know when you guys were talking with free agency, the phone lines were pretty packed because people wanted the Lions to do more than they actually did. And now we have the draft.
Right.
And usually in the past, when you had the Lions draft, it was people were...
Oh, man, people
the
wanted...
anticipation.
Right.
Well, because it was their Super Bowl. Now, because the team is good...
See, but here's the thing. And Kenny brought that up. Except for last year, Lions fans were still engaged. Like... draft pick and what you wanted this year.
I think part of last year was the fact that the draft was here. I think that had a lot to do with it. Your other teams were not in the playoffs. Not that we're getting a lot of Pistons buzz, but, and I think people are just for the Lions because they're picking where they're picking. They're just willing to just say, all right, let's.
Stoney, we have more juice for WrestleMania, and that ain't even a real sport.
I know. Well, because it's only once a year.
248-539-9797. Lions fans, are you still dwelling? Are you still upset over the final results of your season where you hit the highest of highs at 15-2, number one overall seed, only to lose the first game of the playoffs? Or is it what Stoney and Kenny said? The draft doesn't mean that much as it used to.
Correct.
Because you have bigger fish to fry. I would like to know, 248-539-9797, because I do think it's still a hangover from the Commanders.
It was all we had. It was all Lions fans had was the draft.
The draft used to be the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl.
Correct. And I think, I think there's a little bit of accuracy to what you said. People are just, they were fatigued a little bit.
Now, I think it's not fatigued. I think it was more of a, man, you went out there and you were getting high off your own supply. We're the best team ever. Look at this team. Look, we lost our best defensive player and we still winning games. We're going to the expectation was the Super Bowl and you didn't come anywhere near the Super Bowl. And I think that humbled you. Humbled you so much so you got nothing to say anymore.
Maybe the fan base is kind of like Red Wing fans used to be a decade ago, where it's like, all right, just wait till March. Wait till the playoffs. Wake me up in the playoffs.
So we've reached that point now?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Because we saw what happened where we had a great regular season, spectacular regular season, despite the things like you talked about with the injuries, and they lose to the Commanders. And it's like, okay. Wake me up with the playoffs start. So that's all that counts.
It was like the first couple of weeks. I'm like, all right, I get it. You know, you're a little angry, but and David, maybe, am I wrong or have you seen what I've saw?
Yeah, I have seen what you saw. They are very quiet. They are very silent. Yes, last year, yes, the draft was here, so that was part of the excitement and everything coming off an NFC title game. But I do think that some fans are just.
Bro, if we didn't say the Lions were going to win by 10 points, are you kidding me? You just team now? They don't want to talk about it.
Oh, people wanted to kick me out of the country because I said they might be 11. They're going to be 11-6. So right. I was wrong.
Yeah, that was, they're crazy. They were upset about that.
Oh, my God.
And now you try to talk Lions and it's just, is it because you went 15-2 and you crashed and burned or. You guys could be right, Stoney. The draft doesn't mean as much to you anymore. And it's you know, call me in January and then I'll care about this team.
And the other thing is there's no guy out there, especially where they're going to pick, that you're sitting there and you're salivating for.
But there was juice last, and I know the draft was in Detroit, but fans were all in on this team because all I heard was we were 30 minutes away from a Super Bowl.
They
were fired up.
Yeah.
This year, you were 15-2, number one overall seed, and you lost it.
Let me read this text because I wonder if he's the only one that's going to express this or will others. From Keith. I'm still pissed off about what happened against Washington. We were not ready for that game, and I'm not ready to talk about anything Lions because of it. I wonder if there's more like that.
I think Keith is kind of where everybody is. I don't think that fans have gotten over that game yet. And I think that by the time September rolls around, Stoney, they'll be ready because, okay, new season. But for right now, all that bragging that you did, all that traveling that you did, all the money that you spent was for nothing.
I don't think it's that as much as, okay, we lost both coordinators. We didn't make a splash in free agency.
Well, one coordinator, you know, was a traitor in any way, and he wasn't no good.
That's a minority of people that he was no good. But, you know, the offseason hasn't been something right now leading up to the draft where you're really that excited right now. Like, let's say hypothetically that they got Trey Hendrickson or something. I think people's expectations for the draft would be a lot higher. I think going into the season.
See, I would think you went 15-2 and you got Aiden coming back.
I know.
248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket texts next.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.